time to take our weekly look at some of the stranger news stories making the news in the last couple of days. How's about this for a novel fundraiser? A Scottish theatre group has raised funds with an especially long performance titled 24 Hours of Song. And when they say 24 hours, they mean 24 hours. The Rubber Chicken Theatre, I like the name, a Dunblane theatre group that broke a Guinness World Record in February 2022 by staging the world's fastest theatrical production, is raising funds a year later with a 24-hour marathon of singing, kind of going the other direction, really. This year, there were no records to break, but our performing arts family are once again coming together to support a common goal. That's according to creative director Pamela Mackey. 24 hours is a long time to fill, but our family of resilient performers are no strangers to a challenge. The theatre group said nearly 100 performers of all ages were participating in the continuous performance, which began at 7 p.m. local time last Thursday and concluded at 7 p.m. last Friday. The concert was free for attendees, but donations were encouraged both in person and online, and by all accounts it turned out to be a huge success, with donations still coming in on that. Well, as I say, a bit of a novel way of raising a few bob. Passengers on a flight from New Zealand to New York spend 16 hours in the air only to end up at the same airport where their journey had initially begun. Just imagine after all of that. The Air New Zealand non-stop flight from Auckland to New York had been in the air for about 8 hours last Thursday. It was about 2,000 miles from California when the airline received the word that an electrical fire at New York's JFK International Airport had led to Terminal 1 being closed. The airline said the decision was made for the plane to turn around and return to Auckland, where it had landed about 16 hours after departing. Diverting to another U.S. port would have meant the aircraft would remain on the ground for several days, impacting a number of other scheduled services and customers, an airline spokesman told the New Zealand Herald. Terminal 1 remained closed last Friday while crews repaired the issues caused by the electrical fire. The airline apologized to passengers and said those aboard the flight would be booked on the next available flights to New York. Pretty much the flight that never ended. Sticking with aviation for just a minute, passengers on a British Airlines flight from Texas to London said they had to leave their seats in mid-flight when a scorpion was spotted loose on the plane. Well, that'll do it right enough. Luke Taylor, age 25, said he was on the Austin-London flight when the crew started conducting a search for a loose scorpion on the plane. It was unclear if the scorpion was a stowaway or had escaped from a customer during transit. They couldn't find it, and they had to move everyone in that area to empty seats scattered across the plane. British Airways said no one was injured in the incident. The safety of our customers, they said, is our highest priority, and we're sorry for any concern caused by this highly unusual event. It was unclear whether the scorpion was located after the landing. Hardly very reassuring, but anyway, Texas is home to 18 types of scorpions, no less. The two most common varieties in the Austin area are the striped bark scorpion and the Texas cave scorpion. Take your pick, I say. Do you know, there was a lady called Karen Green. She got a new job in 2007. Nothing too terribly unusual about that, I hear you say. But some of her friends pitched in to buy her a brand new iPhone. A very nice gesture. And while hundreds of thousands of people clamored to get their hands on the first version of the revolutionary, as Apple correctly predicted, smartphone, Green wasn't one of them. In fact, she had upgraded her new non-smartphone not long before. And reportedly, she didn't want to switch provider either. Karen kept the first generation 8GB phone sealed in the box, realizing as the years went on that a collector might come to find it valuable. Her hunch was confirmed when appraisers estimated it at $5,000. But the results of an online auction shattered all expectations last weekend when Green's iPhone sold for, wait for it, $63,356.40, over 100 times more than its original cost and more than any vintage iPhone before it. Louisiana-based auction house LCG Auctions, which specializes in pop culture collectibles, as they call them, described the phone as a hot ticket item for collectors and investors alike. It presents magnificently showcasing sharp corners, front and back, rich color, and case fresh features. Well, there's a sales pitch for you. Some of those notable features included the phone's amazing 2-megapixel camera and web browser, and the iconic box with a life-size image of an iPhone and 12 icons on its touchscreen. LCG Auctions founder Mark Montero said that because original iPhones were expensive, about $599 for an 8GB model, and their future impact not yet known, virtually all were opened and used as intended. To discover an original first release model from 2007, still brand new with its factory seal intact, is truly remarkable, he wrote. The great story behind it is just the icing on the cake. What a lucky find, and what a lucky turn for that particular lady. Getting married, of course, is a big deal in a person's life and one of those special, special days that you just never forget. Well, certainly never going to forget it is a pair of North Carolina newlyweds and members of their wedding party who had a memorable story to tell after they had been rescued from a hotel elevator. Panav and Victoria Jaha said they were celebrating after their ceremony when their elevator at the Grand Bohemian Hotel in Charlotte stopped between floors. "We got up maybe 5 feet and then just stopped," Panav said. "The door was slightly ajar, so I was like, that's not normal." The Charlotte Fire Department responded to the scene and soon discovered the situation was different from their usual elevator rescue calls. "We went through all of the normal troubleshooting that you do on an elevator call and none of that was working. So that's when we decided we were going to elevate it, if you'll excuse the pun, to what it ended up being a rope rescue," firefighter David Budd said. The firefighters lowered a rope from the next floor up and had to rescue the bride, groom and wedding party one at a time. "We put them in what's called a hasty seat. It's just simply a seat that hooks around them and we hook them up to our rope rigging system." Firefighter Michael Claycomb said, "They get raised up from there and it's a simple process for them at least. For us, it's a little more complex." Well, I'd say it's one they certainly won't forget in a hurry and something to be telling the grandchildren in years to come.